the final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah has created every soul and has written down its life, sustenance and suffering. Therefore, as a Muslim, we should have complete faith that if there is pain or happiness, relaxation or suffering, it is from Allah Almighty. And the difficulties, troubles and hardships and diseases that are not written in our destiny cannot reach us. When we go through tough time in life, instead of taking wrong steps or being impatient, we should fear Allah and seek forgiveness. We should keep in mind that this calamity may have been caused by our own doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran, وَمَا أَصْوَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَن كَثِيرٍ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and whatever calamity befell you, that is because of what your hands have earned, and He pardons much. Under this verse, Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala writes that this ayah addresses the believers who have committed sins. It means that the pain and sufferings that befell the believers in this world are often caused by their sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them atonement for the sins. And sometimes the sufferings of the believers is for elevation in their status. Sometimes it also happens that the calamity that befall us is an immediate punishment for our sins. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated that when Allah intends well for a bondsman, He immediately punishes him for his sins in this world. So instead of thinking or telling everyone, what have I done wrong and what am I being punished for? Be patient and seek forgiveness in the court of Allah. Allah knows what is best for us. Instead of complaining, keep the hadith of Muslim Imam Ahmad in mind that the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated that when Allah intends well for a bondsman, He immediately punishes him for his sins in this world. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.